The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Live all the way from Israel on Chai FM, we now get to chat to Rolene Marks. Rolene, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Well, yeshli hakol, I've got everything now that I'm speaking to you guys.
So, Rolene, we've got a lot to talk about today. I believe that there's a new chief prosecutor at the ICC. The question is, will this person drop the investigation against Israel? And so much else is happening in the world at the moment. So let's start with the ICC.
Yes, this is very important, the swearing in of the brand new chief prosecutor, Karim Khan. He has replaced Fatou Bensouda. She was the chief prosecutor who was at the helm when this supposed investigation into Israel's alleged war crimes during Operation Tzuk Eitan, or Protective Edge, in 2014, as well as the settlement policy was announced. Now, in this investigation's announcement, they said they will be investigating Hamas for alleged war crimes as well. But it looks like the focus is very, very much on Israel. In fact, the language of the document is so loaded. And of course, there's a lot of concern from the international community. Is the ICC forgetting its mandate, which is to focus on genocide and war crime and trying to politicize an area where they have no jurisdiction? Should they be doing that? And a very interesting op-ed today in the Jerusalem Post by the legal NGO Shurat HaDin that investigates allegations like this, as well as forms cases against terrorists, have said that the one area where Fatou Bensouda has broken her commitment has been to decide on the case of Turkish settlements and occupation of northern Cyprus. She was supposed to do that before she left office yesterday. And this has been completely ignored, as have other major issues, to focus on Israel, where they do have no jurisdiction, because we are not signatories to the Rome Statute, which is the founding document of the ICC. You know, anyone who knows anything about international law knows that there's no formal governing body. It's rather based on legal agreements between countries and institutions. And in this case, Israel is not a signatory to the Rome Statute. Now, last year, the ICC said that they will assume jurisdiction for the West Bank and Gaza and East Jerusalem. Whether they can do that is another thing. But Karim Khan is known to be a lot more rational and even-handed when it comes to Israel. So it will be very interesting to see whether or not he pushes ahead with this investigation or puts it on the back burner, saying, you know, it's not part of our purview and we have no jurisdiction there, so we're not going to get involved.
Lodi Mann has been arrested for incitement against the police. Authorities are preparing that there may be renewed clashes in mixed cities. What's happening with this, and why are we seeing these renewed clashes?
Well, there's always a concern with what is said in some of the mosques around the country, especially that we've seen an increase in support for Hamas in the West Bank. Of course, they run the Gaza Strip. This is a concern. And Hamas, for several weeks leading up to the flare-up last month, in Operation Guardians of the Wall, or Shomer Chomot, as we call it in Hebrew, were pushing for Arabs inside of Israel and Arabs in the West Bank to rise up against Israel. So they were creating and inciting this climate of violence. And we saw that play out last month with horrific clashes between extremists on both sides in cities like Lod, in Akko, and Jaffa, and other places across the country. Now, Sheikh Yusuf Al-Baz, he was arrested this morning. He's an imam at Lod's Great Mosque. He went onto Facebook with a clip of a film called Wolf's Creek, which depicts the shooting of police officers. And he said there, this is the best way to deal with injustice. In other words, shoot the police. Now, this comes at a time where there is still quite a bit of tension, and the first priority of the government right now is going to be to try and quell this kind of division and this kind of inflammatory rhetoric. He may be released on house arrest tomorrow, but he was arrested this morning because this kind of inciting rhetoric is not going to be tolerated on either side. So I'm sure we can expect some arrests pretty soon for those who were chanting death to Arabs during the march on Tuesday as well. The government moving forward is going to have a zero tolerance policy on any kind of encouragement of violence against any community.
What's happening in Texas that's made it the forerunner in the U.S. in respect of this latest news?
Okay, so we've been talking for the last couple of years about IHRA. IHRA is the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's definition of anti-Semitism, and it gives very clear guidelines as to what is considered anti-Semitic speech or actions compared to, you know, legitimate criticism of Israel. And it states very clearly what this is. Now, of course, you can criticize Israeli policy. As I've said many, many times, it is the national sport here. In fact, if criticizing the government was an Olympic sport, and you've only had to look at Israel over the last 2 weeks to see that come into play, you will see that's what we do. So you can criticize settlements. You can criticize the prime minister. You can criticize the former prime minister. What you can't do is demonize Israel, apply a double standard to Israel, call into question Israel's right to exist as the nation state of the Jewish people. And IHRA clearly demarcates that. Now, in the last couple of years, we've had organizations like Premier League Football in the UK, as well as universities, as well as some cities, including Paris. Just last week, the London Assembly adopted IHRA. Deutsche Bank's adopted IHRA. There are other major commercial businesses adopting IHRA as well. It's very, very important if you are committed to the fight against racial injustice, or inequality or anti-Semitism, to adopt IHRA. Now, Texas has become the first American state to officially adopt IHRA as part of its mandate, as part of its legislation, which is something really, really extraordinary. We did have the Senate in the United States introduce a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, which is all fine and dandy, but we do need states to adopt IHRA, and there's a major push to try and get the United Nations as a global organization to adopt IHRA, and this would extend to all of its agencies within the UN as well, like the Human Rights Commission, like UNESCO, like ECOSOC, like UNRWA, for example. UNRWA is a big issue because of what is taught in UNRWA sponsored textbooks, which in turn is given to Palestinian children in their schools. So this is very, very, very important, and we really, really hope, especially now as anti-Semitism rises around the world and it's extremely, extremely dangerous and getting more and more violent by the day, that this is followed by other states.
Rolene, thank you so much for the Israel update. On a personal note, I've known you for 30 years. I'm not going to be on the show from Monday. I'll be going back to my normal show. And I just want to say that I express my heartfelt condolences. Your family in South Africa suffered a terrible tragedy earlier this month. And I just want you to know that you have our support, and we're thinking of the extended family in South Africa. And of course, we continue to wish you long life and express our condolences for your loss earlier this month.
Thank you so much, Chad. You know, you and I have grown up together, and you were part of that extended family. You basically also grew up in the same house as many of us did, and it's so grateful and it's so felt, and to you as well. Thank you, and it's been such a pleasure to talk to you this week.